This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, offspring of prophethood. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm your host Hussein Hinzano, and in today's lesson we're going to talk about the offspring of prophethood. Thank you everyone for joining this show. You're listening to the A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. Now, on our today's topic, offspring of prophethood, I would wish to talk about a few issues that are concerning Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was the grandson of the Prophet. Now, we want to know, what are the origins of this particular prominent leader, of this particular reformer? Where did Imam Hussein come from? Where did he originate from? Who was his ancestors? Who was his mother, his father? How was he raised up? Now, as we're talking about the topic of today, the offspring of prophethood, let's start with talking about the mother of this prominent particular personality, We are talking about the mother of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, that purified offspring is from the chief of the ladies of the world. The mother of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam is considered as the chief of the ladies of the world. And her name is Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. This particular lady, the Almighty Allah had purified by His grace and appointed her to guide people, you know, from deviation and bring them out from discord and disunity towards unity and integration. It was Fatima Zahra who was the spark from the soul of her father, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she benefited from his light and the flames of his guidance. She is the center of his attention, and the halo of greatness and power had surrounded her. And he made her love incumbent upon Muslims so that it becomes a part of their faith and religion in such a way that her merits and greatness became well known in Islam. And she may be regarded as a model or as the role model of womanhood. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much praise for this particular woman, and he is reported to have said so much about her. This, in short, is a simple explanation of the mother of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? As-salamu alayk ya Aba Abdullah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, in today's topic, we're talking about the offspring of prophethood. And we say that under this topic, we're going to talk about the origin of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Who was the mother of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam? We say that her name is the Lady Zahra, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was her father. And he had narrated so much about the merits of this particular woman. This particular woman, who the Prophet really praised during his lifestyle, is the woman that brought to us Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. No, she's the woman that raised Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, the Holy Prophet has narrated her merits and special qualities in general. And that he did this so privately, even he said it in private gatherings, so that Muslims may retain his sayings regarding her and narrations upon which the traditionalists are unanimous. Now, the Holy Prophet has said one of his sayings, Allah is angry when you are angry, and He is pleased at your pleasure. Meaning that Allah is angry whenever Fatima was angry, and Allah was pleased whenever Fatima was pleased. So the pleasure of Fatima was the pleasure of Allah, and the anger of Fatima was the anger of Allah. The Holy Prophet is also reported to have said, Fatima alayhi salam is part of me. One who hurts her has hurt me, and one who causes pain to her has caused pain to me. The Holy Prophet also said, Fatima is the leader of the women of the world. These are the main words, the main narrations that have been narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam about Lady Fatima, Fatima to Zahra alayhi salam. Lady Fatima to Zahra, as we are saying, she was the mother of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, and these are the offsprings of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence.